Kalim Perik Beis Mishnah Beis 2-2. The basic point of our Mishnah here is that, yes, a Kli Cheres, which breaks, stops being Tumah susceptible, but a little break doesn't mean that it's no longer functional as a Kli. What a Kli Cheres is there to do typically is to hold things, right? Whether it's solid, like, you know, fruits and grains and stuff, or liquids like water or oil. If you have a Kli, let's say, you know, you have a cup, and the cup breaks, the top breaks off, but the bottom is still intact. So it used to be a 12-ounce cup, but now effectively it's like a 6-ounce cup. So yes, it's broken, but it's not really broken. It still functions as a cup, and it would not lose its Tumah status. The bottom half of the cup, which still works as a cup for storing stuff, is still a Mekabel Tumah, and it wouldn't lose the Tumah it originally had. Okay? Our Mishnah is basically going to say that if it gets too small, that your typical person would consider it as garbage and throw it away, that's considered broken, and it loses Tumah status, and it's not Tumah anymore. The Mishnah, however, will add this extra layer, which is what I think is essentially a psychological assessment, which is people look at it as garbage, not just in the absolute standard of how much it can still hold, but relative to how much it used to be able to hold. So that means, for example, you had a 12-ounce cup, and now it breaks, and now it can only hold, you know, 3 ounces. Well, that's not necessarily garbage. However, if you had a wine barrel, a beer, you know, a beer barrel, which is very large, and it's smashed, and now it just can hold 3 ounces, you would look at it as garbage and throw it away. I think part of it has to do with the fact that, obviously, a bucket or a barrel is much wider than a little cup. And therefore, its storage becomes much more less relevant if it's, you know, like sort of like a very shallow amount. Whatever the case is, our mission is basically to set out thresholds. And it's going to say, for tiny vessels, as long as it can hold this much, it's still considered not broken. And then for medium-sized vessels, it can hold a little more, it's not broken. And for large vessels, a little more, it's not broken. That's the gist of the Mishnah. The details, here they come. So the Mishnah says inside as follows. Hadakin shebekli cheres, the smallest of earthenware vessels. So think something that we use, let's say, for keeping medicine or perfume in, very small container. Let's say it only holds, you know, an ounce or something. You know, 50 cc, that kind of thing, a small thing. So then, the karkarosein, if the karka is a floor, karkarosein means like its bottom half. So in other words, you think of a cup. So if you think there's like the sides of the cup, they smash off, the bottom is still intact, it still holds stuff, the bottom part. And also, dafnosein, also the walls. Remember, if you have a curved utensil, so then in its wall, if you put it on its side, still could be used for holding stuff, okay? So if you have the karka and the dofen of the walls of the small utensils, yoshfin shalom misumachin, if they can stand without having to be supported, meaning like if it's the side of the container, maybe if you just lay it flat on the table, it'll leak. You have to sort of prop it up. If you have to prop it up, it's garbage. But if it can stand on its own without any propping up, then shiuran michdei sichas katan, it's enough to, the minimum amount for it to still be a kli and be mekabel tumah is enough. It can hold enough, let's say, oil or whatever it is, to anoint a baby, the smallest limb of a baby, whether it's talking like a newborn infant, 1 day old, and to anoint this baby finger, baby toe, that's with oil. That's how much storage we're talking about over here for these very smallest of containers. That means, for example, if your perfume bottle breaks, but you can still keep in, the Rambam says this is 1/96th of a lug, which basically works out to, roughly speaking, 5 cc, which is basically a teaspoon, okay? So even if your container used to be holding, you know, a couple ounces, but now can hold 1 teaspoon of liquid, enough oil to anoint the baby toe or baby finger of a newborn child, it's still that part of it that stores the 5 cc of oil, whatever it is, that is still Mekabel Tumah, okay? And that's true va'ad lug, until a kli that's the size of a lug. Okay, so in my system, for whatever it's worth, the lug is half a liter. Okay, you have, like, think of those, like, you know, a Coke bottle, whatever it is, half a liter bottle. That's what a lug is. There are different sheets, of course, how it is in real life, but just you're familiar with those 500 cc, 500 milliliter, you know, containers. So that's roughly what a lug is. So if your original container started out being a lug or less and it broke, but it still can hold enough to anoint the baby finger or baby toe of a newborn baby, that part that holds the liquid is not broken, and yes, Mekabel Tumah. Milug va'ad sa'a. However, if the original container, when it started out anew, was bigger, it was the size of between a lug, roughly, you know, half a liter, and a sa'a. So you think of a sa'a essentially as like a six-pack of 2-liter bottles. Call that 12 liters. You know, call that, you know, 4 gallons, whatever, very roughly. So a container of that size, berevius, as long as after it's broken, it can still hold a revius. Revius means a quarter. It's a quarter of a lug. Think of it as a small kiddush cup, a very small kiddush cup. 125 cc in my system, that's a quarter of the half a liter, right? If we can hold still a Revius, the sheets of Revius really range between like 86 cc and 150 cc if you care. But anyways, point of a small kiddush cup amount of liquid, that's still considered to be not broken. Misa va'ad sa'asayim, if it's bigger, if it's between like 1 and 2 sa'a originally, so think between like 1 and 2 six packs of water, a 2 liter bottle of water. So that's the volume it holds. So then, b'chatzi log, as long as the broken vessel still could hold half of a log. Again, we're talking now about like something like around, you know, 250 cc, based on like a cup of liquid. It's like, it's makabal tuma. Misa asayim v'ad shalosh v'ad chamesh, if it's bigger, if it's 2 sa or 3 sa or 5 sa. So then, b'lug, as long as the broken utensil can still hold a lug, again, basically half a liter. So then, yes, it's makabal tuma. If no, it can't hold even a lug, then it's not makabal tuma. It's garbage, even if it can stand up by itself and hold stuff. That is Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. That's Rebbe Yishmael Shita. Now, Rebbe Akiva's going to have a different take on this, but actually they don't argue one bit. They would agree on l'halach, l'maisa, everything. The difference is that Rebbe Akiva doesn't want to talk in terms of these abstract numbers. He says, you know how big things are. When I say, you know, a milk container or a, you know, a cup or, a, you know exactly what I mean. You're familiar with those sizes. You've seen those kind of things. So Rebbe Akiva says, rather than give specific abstract measurements, people don't know, I'm going to refer to it in the measuring cups that people are, yes, familiar with. Like I gave an example, like 2 liter bottles and that kind of thing. So Rebbe Akiva Omer, Ani eini nosen behem mida. I don't define the halachas in terms of specific measurements of numbers, if you will. Rather, ella hadakin shibakli cheres. Yes, I agree with that. The smallest of the earthenware vessels, kli utensils, v'karko sein, v'dafno sein, and also their bottoms if they're broken, and also their defanos, their walls. Yoshven shalob mesumachin, if they can stand without being supported. Shiurin bechtei sichas katan. They can, the amount that it's still makabal tuma is if it can hold enough to anoint one limb of a baby person, newborn, call that 5 cc, 1 teaspoon. Va'ad kaderos hadakos. But this, that goes up from the smallest containers up to what are called kaderos hadakos. You know, small jugs, small containers, okay? That's the equivalent of the lug, the half liter. So half liter, you know, think of like a Tupperware, that kind of thing, okay? Now, he then says there are other sizes, like he's going to build up from there. Mekaderos hadakos, from the small jugs, v'ad chavios ludios, until the jugs from Lud, that's a city that is a well-known size, there's chavios ludios, berevius, then if they break, they're still telling me if they can hold a berevius. That's exactly, essentially the same thing up to a saw. Meludios v'ad lachmios, from the jugs that come from Lud, to the jugs that come from Beis Lechem, Bethlehem. So that's a good sense of saying, you know, sasaim, tusa, that's b'chatzi lug. Milachmios va'ad chatzavim gedolim balug, but chatzavim gedolim, from the Beit Lechem containers until the chatzavim gedolim, like big jugs, that's a whole lug, a whole, meaning a half a liter, roughly. So again, no real machlokas, just different descriptions of the different shirim. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai does disagree. If you're talking about a big jug, shiurin b'shnei lugin, then it's garbage if it's anything less than 2 lug, not just 1 lug, basically a liter, not half a liter. And hapachin galilim, as for the Galilean like flasks, the tiny, think of like for perfume, that kind of thing, the tiny ones, v'chevionos, that's like a diminutive for a, like chavit, like a, you know, a, not a jug, but a juglet, you know, a teeny jug. Shi'ur, karkarosein, kol shehen. So then if they can hold any amount, these small, if they start out being very small, like, you know, the small little perfume flasks, the medicine containers and stuff, if they can hold anything at all in the karka, on the bottom part, they're yes, makabal tuma, even if it's less than enough to anoint the baby finger of a newly born baby. Ve'ein lehem defanos. And the walls are not meant to hold anything. They're, you know, think of it as like a tiny little, in my mind, you know, those, when I was a kid, my mother used to get these like perfume samples, like Estee Lauder perfume samples, like in magazines and stuff like that. So think of something like that. It's tiny, and therefore, if it breaks, the wall and the side's not meant to hold anything. It's garbage. Even if, in theory, you could put it inside and hold something, it's too small, forget it. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even if the wall could hold a little bit without support, it's still not makabel tuma, it's too small, as opposed to the Tanakamu held, if it can hold enough to anoint a baby's finger, then it is yes, makabel tuma, even the side of the container. Halacha, like I said before, it falls Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, the measures we said before.